sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, have been on the rise for years, but the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted public health efforts to address the issue. As Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, this has some worried about a surge in cases.
The primary healthcare clinic in Des Moines, Iowa, offers a safe haven for people with sexually transmitted infections. In a nondescript testing room, there's a basket filled with condoms and pamphlets. This is prevention specialist Noah Beacom.
And yeah, we just tell everybody it's confidential, judgment-free. We want to make sure everybody's as comfortable as possible.
Last year, the clinic performed nearly 4,000 tests for STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. But Prevention Services Manager John Shaw says this year looks much different.
We're down to about a quarter of the amount of tests that we would normally be doing on like a month-per-month basis.
Blame COVID-19. Due to new screening and cleaning procedures, the clinic has limited the number of appointments, and Beacom says they've drastically cut back on community outreach events, which account for about a quarter of their tests.
Like Pride, like Iowa Leather Weekend, or before we went to colleges a lot more and stuff like that.
The clinic is hardly alone. Under COVID-19, many public health organizations had to suspend or cut back vital STI services like outreach programs. Stefan Burrell is an epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins University.
A lot of what we do for STI prevention is trying to get out to the venues, trying to get out to the community. And obviously, all that ended very, very quickly.
Burrell says a survey he conducted in April found gay men reported having a much tougher time getting access to STI testing, especially those in the 15 to 24 age group.
So these are folks that know they're symptomatic and know that they have an STI and just can't access the sort of confirmatory tests or the treatment.
That's at a time when STI rates have been skyrocketing nationally. From 2014 to 2018, the rates of gonorrhea went up 63%, while syphilis increased 71%. George Walton of Iowa's Public Health Department can already see how the pandemic may be distorting this year's numbers. The rate of chlamydia appears to be down, but he says that might be misleading.
I have a strong suspicion that it's not just a true decrease in transmission. I suspect that there's just more asymptomatic people who aren't getting tested and getting diagnosed.
Walton says the pandemic also has caused shortages of STI testing supplies, medication, and public health workers. That's forced public health organizations to provide services in new ways. Erin Davison-Rippey is the executive director for Planned Parenthood in Iowa. She says they've started using telehealth. It's allowed them to expand testing and treatment options.
So that allows patients from across the state to easily access care that might not otherwise be available where they live.
The primary healthcare clinic is adapting too. Beacom says they've started offering an at-home HIV test.
So we advertised on some of the gay, bi, dating apps, and a lot of the folks that we're getting responses from live in like rural areas.
Burrell, the Johns Hopkins epidemiologist, says these pandemic-inspired shifts are important to better reach the community.
In the context of COVID, it's taught us that we have to do better with thinking about how to serve people, via the internet, via the places where they're engaging.
And Burrell says these new approaches can better reach rural and suburban populations, where STI rates are growing the fastest. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.